Now, a story about life in Baghdad as a Western journalist. Kidnappings, beheadings, and the relentless daily violence have turned much of the Iraqi capital into a no-go zone for Westerners. But occasionally, when the violence subsides, there are ways for reporters to move around the city. NPR's Philip Reeves recently returned from another tour in Baghdad. He's sent this reporter's notebook.
To borrow from the language of computers, there are, for the few Westerners living in Baghdad, two basic default settings. There's lockdown. That's when you choose not to go anywhere because of the risk of being kidnapped, shot, or blown up. And there's fort hopping. No one dislikes lockdown more than the Iraqi capital's small core of foreign correspondents. These are journalists who live discreetly in the city itself and not in the Green Zone, the giant, tightly sealed citadel in which the US Embassy and the Iraqi Transitional Government are based. Lockdown means being confined to lodgings. To get a picture of the violence that's going on in Baghdad, sometimes within earshot, we rely on mobile telephones and email, on the Arabic language media, and crucially, on brave Iraqi colleagues who act as our eyes and ears on the streets. It's frustrating, claustrophobic work of the kind many journalists go overseas to avoid. As we labour away behind our desks, reluctant prisoners of the conflict, we dream of better days, of fort-hopping days. In Baghdad, the fabric of some neighbourhoods, particularly those housing government officials, wealthy Iraqis or Westerners, has steadily disintegrated over the past 2 years. These areas have broken down into clusters of what amount to small, private forts, set up by Iraqis who've little or no faith in the transitional government and have decided to take their own measures to try to keep violence away from their front doors. Baghdad's forts vary in size and type. Some are just a couple of houses, protected by sandbags and palm tree trunks thrown across the road outside. Others enclose an entire street, or three or four blocks. Many have the sort of defences that, but for the lack of moats, would have impressed the English in the days of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. In the residential boulevards of central Baghdad, you see forts wrapped in high concrete barricades and razor wire. Some are guarded by makeshift watchtowers, manned by squads of privately contracted men with machine guns. You can spot them even more easily at night. Baghdad's electricity crisis means much of the city's in total darkness, but the forts, fearful of suicide bombers, illuminate their entrances with powerful spotlights. Some Western reporters, a handful, are still courageous enough to work on the streets of Baghdad, though they rarely expose themselves to public view for more than a few minutes. But over the last 2 years, reporting conditions have grown steadily more difficult. At the same time, the walls around Baghdad's forts have grown higher and higher. These days, regrettably, I spend almost no time on the streets. But I am an enthusiastic fort hopper. When the violence eases off, so does the lockdown. Then, like mice, we sneak out of our forts and set off across the city to visit someone else's. Afterwards, perhaps we'll hop on to another, driving nervously through the streets, often past an array of armed and sometimes masked groups. The Kurdish Peshmerga protecting the presidency, the Iraqi army, the police, the much-feared commandos. Sometimes, during these fort-hopping expeditions, we'll drop in on an Iraqi politician. Sometimes it'll be an academic or a businessman or a colleague. Getting in to someone else's fort is often the toughest part of the journey.
So they just want to search the vehicle and they're not allowed to go.
That's fine.
Okay.
One fort I've seen was protected by what amounts to a concrete maze, a winding tunnel punctuated by checkpoints. As you make your way through, the frowns on the faces of the guards grow steadily more sceptical. It would be imprudent to supply details. Suffice to say that if you're entering one of Baghdad's bigger forts, expect to be questioned, frisked, x-rayed and sniffed. This is, of course, a lot better than lockdown, and better still than being blown to smithereens. Philip Reeves, NPR News.